Yep, it
Okay,
just
I'm
folded.
here.
They missed our print. They needed that.
I
Hello,
know.
friends. Hi, friends. This is Stephanie and Joe. We just prayed and called upon the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us today. So welcome. Good things come to those who pray. I'm Stephanie, your 4'8" little boss. Nice to meet y'all.
But seriously, we got to do this again, and I want them in on the prayer. Because I actually think that that would be very powerful for everyone who tunes in to hear that prayer implemented with Christ, and for everyone to receive that. Like, that was such a powerful prayer. And say that again. Say what you said. Pray, pray, pray. Don't just say that.
Good things come to those who pray. I always say this, not those who wait, not those who, I don't know, whatever else y'all say. Good things come to those who pray. So pray. Pray about everything. Anything, everything.
Okay, I love that. I love that so much because it's such a great reminder. So that leads me into, okay, you guys, Steph is one of my good friends. I've known her for so long, and every time I see her, we get into a 3-hour conversation, and every time I'm like, this needs to be a podcast. So guess what? It's happening today. We're just going to have flow and conversation and have an enlightening conversation that you can join us in. So I hadn't seen Steph in years, since before 2020, and I saw her just a few weeks ago. And the fact that we were relating and we were on the same trajectory kind of blew my mind, because I think COVID and 2020 just kind of blasted everyone open and rattled people. And to me, any rattling that's happening, whether it's divorces, deaths, I dare say, anything that's been rattling has been a good thing, because it means we are awakening to the Christ within. So a lot of people are going through spiritual awakenings. Steph has always, always, always been very in tune to me, and very such a spiritual warrior to me. But she said, since I hadn't seen her, that she'd gone through a spiritual awakening. And I'm like, holy, you're already so evolved. Like, wow. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about COVID, the great awakening, people experiencing these shifts and spiritual awakenings, and what that's like. So Steph, I kind of want you to take me into your stance kind of before your awakening, and then take us into your story and your journey of the awakening.
Yeah. So I always thought I was like, I have a good relationship with the Lord. I always thought, oh, my life, I used to be Christian. So I'd go to church every Sunday. Understand, I came from a religious background. So I actually went to Mormon church. I was baptized Mormon. I also went to Catholic church because I was in foster care. So I got thrown around a bit. So I understand religion. And I had always thought, oh, I broke free. You know, I know Jesus. I feel like I have a good perception and perspective of what the Lord wants from me. I really did. I was like, oh, I have it all together. No. And then the awakening. And I, you know what's funny? People say, like, oh, when you give your life to the Lord, things will get so, you know, I had this like picture of things getting so much better. I'm like, butterflies, rainbows. Yeah, no. There's a meme that says, when you have an awakening, how you think it's gonna be, and she's like in the fields. And then it's reality, and she's like sobbing, her hair's like falling out. It's real, okay? It's real. So I met somebody. I was actually thankful for this. I had started questioning religion really hard. I had started questioning everything. What is the Lord? How the Lord speaks to us? Why, you know, people talk about spiritual gifts. Why don't I have one? I started doing things against what would be considered the norm during COVID. And that's like, I'm just watching everyone from kind of a different perspective. And I wanted to push myself further. I started sun gazing. I started reading about the pineal gland. I started reading about how the body works and how you can gain spiritual perspective. And among doing so, I ended up meeting someone who is way further on their spiritual journey. And I'm thankful for him, because he pushed me into these, like, opening my eye. I would say it's an awakening and opening. You're opening that third eye to realize everything you thought that you were supposed to be doing is kind of a lie. And it can be devastating. It can change your life. You can actually have a shift in perspective of yourself. It's kind of scary to look at yourself and be like, wow, like, I'm not even the same human that I was. In a good way, though, because I'll tell you what, when I see these, like, oh, 3 years ago Snapchat flashbacks, when I get embarrassed, I'm like, okay, that's good. That means that I have grown deeply, and I don't even recognize myself. So right. You'll have to speak to that, but I definitely think it's different for everyone. I'm going to say an awakening's going to come at a different time for everyone, but the time is now. If you've ever questioned yourself, if you are in a religious organization, if you are seriously going to church every Sunday and you don't feel fulfilled, I'm telling you right now, you need to wake up. You need to pray about it. You need to push yourself outside of all this, all these things that we have societally been conformed to. Every single thing that you've ever been taught, you really need to break free from it and question. Use critical thought to question everything you're doing and why. And what you'll find is you might actually not be serving the Lord as you thought you were. And that can be scary. It was scary. I was like, oh, wow, I'm actually serving Satan. What a good time this is.
So take us more into that. Because the deception, people are being so easily deceived, right? So give us an example.
Yeah. Even me, I was. I'm sitting here going to church every Sunday, praying for people. I'm doing all these things. So what word could I use here? Almost robotic. I don't mean to disrespect any religion, but I'll say this. From a very young age, you're taught to do things a certain way. This is the only way you're not getting into heaven. This is the only way. And it's actually terrible that you're teaching children that. Let's just say that. But I would say if you are literally not allowing God to speak to you, if you are continuing to live a 3D lifestyle, meaning the music you listen to, meaning the way you conduct yourself and your manners, me personally, the way I dressed, it was not appropriate. I was putting out sexuality, which is not what the Lord wants. I was speaking to the 3D 100%. I cared what people thought about me. I lived a life that I thought was of God. And I can tell you right now, it just was not. That I was having, relations with men. I'm now celibate. Yes, Lauren, 15 months. Can't believe it. But she said, yes. But when you're doing these things, can you really be of God? And the answer is no. And I hate to say that. People are just going to be like, well, but I do this. No, you are literally either living for the Lord or you are living for Satan. There's no in between. And so, that needs to be that. That's so serious. And people don't realize that. It's really sad. It's actually like a saddened thing when you're looking at it from a different perspective. Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
No, sorry at all. So I want to get clear that the sad part about this that we're talking about is, yes, there is beauty in church. Yes, there is beauty in ritual. However, what we're saying is the mindlessness, the robotic state, the zombie state of why do I do this? And actually question, why do I do this? Is it because I was programmed to be doing this? Is this because this is a man-made construct, a man-made religion? And is it actually, like, am I doing it because I feel so called and I feel it in my body? Or is it really just mindless programming? And that's the scary thing. That's the scary thing that we're talking about is what are you doing in your life that is mindless? Because what Steph and I, what an awakening is on a personal level is essentially when your inner fire that is always there has been dead most of your life. And the spiritual awakening is when the fire gets lit and you have to be led from your heart space, which is the space of Christ. It's like you have to, yes, your brain will still be working and you're thinking about things, but it's like you feel things in your body, you feel things in your heart, and you begin to question things. It's almost like you become your own religion. You become your own temple. You start to question things and you start to feel if something's off. So an awakening is where all your senses, your divinity starts to wake up in all your cells and nothing's the same because you cannot conform to an ego way anymore. So you start to transcend above that on a high spiritual level. And this is a journey, right? Spiritual awakening is like such a journey, but you start to question things as to why am I doing this? And is this fulfilling? So when you go through a spiritual awakening, the heart starts to run the show. And that's scary for the ego. And you'll find a lot of resistance at first. But what Steph and I will get into when the divine timing comes is that you'll get to a point where you don't even think anymore. You just do from the heart. And it's kind of ironic because then it's almost leading to the other side of the spectrum of you're not thinking going to church with your ego, but then you go to the other side where you're like, you're not thinking because it's your heart. And it makes your life a lot easier because you're literally now co-creating and collaborating with God on such a deep level. Like you will go where God wants you to be. You will go where your higher self wants you to be. Like you'll be where you will serve the most, and serving is the best soul food on the planet. And your life will start to be in flow. You'll start to feel good. You will find alignments in your life with people, with places, with what you're doing, your occupation, like your divine destiny, your highest path, your dharma. That is what you're awakening to, but you have to let this go and let God, right?
Yeah, I like to say the body's a vessel. It's a vessel. And when you're in the 3D world, you are in this vessel and you're loving it. You're just loving it. When you finally let go and you let the Lord guide you and you let him have, you're almost a third party perspective of what you're allowing the Lord to let to do. It's kind right. of, it's really cool because you're like, that's actually not me. I can't take the credit for that. And I won't because I know my selfish ways. And I, like I told you, when I'm asked to bless or gift someone, sometimes that doesn't come naturally for me. That comes with like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I know this is what the Lord would want me to do. And I need to have that conviction and I need to follow through with it, period. If once you have that awakening, it's kind of a blessing. It's very different. You can actually have spiritual gifts as well. People don't talk about this enough. Men especially, if you're praying for your man and you have a divine partner, you can get spiritual downloads. You can get messages from God in different ways and different forms. And it's powerful. And all I say is once it happens, and I'm going to, you said easy. Not for all of us. It was not easy for me. When I say I was that devastated girl on the floor, I literally went through depression. I went through suicidal thoughts because breaking free from your ego, it's life altering. To be able to even break free from something that as a child you're told to do over and over, sit down, don't question, don't, you know, in the unfortunate education that we have in the US, it's don't critically think. You're going to raise your hand when you need to go to the restroom. You do all of these things for so many years that to right. actually break free from your own personal crappy habits that you've created. And it's just, it really is devastating. So those of you who are in the walk, oh my gosh, my heart goes out to you. Please reach out to us if you're like a struggle mess on the floor like I was.
Oh yeah, and I hope I didn't come across like the spiritual way easy.
No, the
but I'm saying once you go through literal hell,
yeah,
like, and it comes in phases and layers. Like right now, yes. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling a lot of alignment and I'm feeling way more surrender to God. But if you would have talked to me two months ago, I was in a straight up depression where I literally wanted to die. I wanted out. I wanted out. And I've gone through this past year. It's like full on depression, just full on, just in the darkness, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, like in it, right? Crying. Like last winter, I spent every day in a dark room. I wasn't working out. I was purging ancestral stuff. Stuff from my mother, stuff from my father, stuff from my own life, traumas, old belief systems, like crying at least like three times a day at least, and journaling, like doing so much inner work. And It was so intense, but it was so, looking back, it was probably one of the most beautiful times of my life. But if you would have talked to me when I was in it, I wouldn't have talked to you. I was locked in my room, in a dark room. And so I don't mean to say this is easy, but it's worth it, because now the pendulum always swings. When you go through such darkness and hell, the only way to feel that bliss and that light is to go there. So there's a place for it, there's a reason for it, and you'll experience the contrast of both. And what I am super passionate about is Christians can sit there all day long and praise Jesus and thank Jesus for like being on the cross. But what people don't understand is Christ is our brother and we are like him. And so to be Christed, to awaken the DNA of Christ within us, our God consciousness within us, we have to go through the atonement our fucking selves. It's not like Jesus did it all. It's like we have to go through it now ourselves, because we are like the Christ to get to God consciousness.
And you're
So
still going to be persecuted. You're living in the 3D with people that are going to come at you sideways. It's still going to be hard. I agree. Yeah, I
right.
just want people to know, I challenge you. If you're going through it and you're absolutely devastated and you feel like there's no up, just pray. Just pray. And literally allow the power of the Holy Spirit to transform you and to take over, because you can't do it in the 3D. You just can't. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. You're a human being. But the beautiful power is that it's actually within. People deny the power of the Holy Spirit every single day. I didn't realize I was doing that. Every day. Oh, I'm so upset about this. I'm freaking out about this. I was living futuristic. Why don't I have these things? Why, like, I want this now. I need this. Why isn't my life working out for me? I was failing the Lord because I wasn't looking every day and saying, thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this body. Thank you for the ability every day to talk to people and bless them with a word, a smile, a hug. We just force ourselves so hard to live in the past, depression, or the future, anxiety, and we don't take the moment right now to be thankful for what we have. And that's so sad. The Lord wants us to literally feel. We need to feel, and we need to feel so thankful and blessed and beautiful and humble and grateful every day that we're on this earth. Every day we can make a difference. It can be right now. Joe knows this. I've struggled with homelessness for so long, and you would never know because I mean, we won't get into that. It was terrible for a long time. But now every day I can see that the Lord's going to use me for something beautiful and powerful, and that's where you have to get to, that you have to
So
do
this is
it.
what if you're comfortable, I want to be real and raw and hit people a little deeper into their feeling space. Can you bring us a little bit deeper to whatever you're comfortable with of your story and like the hardships that you're going through, but you still maintain this mindset that you just said? Because it's one thing to say it, but then it's one thing to be getting dragged through hell and you're still freaking doing it. And that's what you're doing. And that's why I think you're so powerful.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say for anyone who doesn't know whether they're going to eat tomorrow, or they don't and this unfortunate economic crisis that we're in, where food is so expensive, housing is unreasonable. I'm with you on all of those levels. Those of you who do not have those issues, use that power to bless other people, because I definitely would if I had it. But because I don't, I never thought I'd be in this position. I'll say that every day is different. I used to wake up and I'd cry, and I was devastated. I was literally like, it's not going to go up from here. And this is what's cool and powerful that the Lord did. And I'll give you just an example, one example, and many have happened. I remember waking up, we're freezing in my vehicle. And I say we, me and my three children, we're sleeping in my vehicle. And I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I was literally like, Lord, I know you exist. I've given you my life. I don't know what I am doing for you, and I have no idea why. But I need you right now to show me that you can hear me. Like, I need you to do anything. And by the way, at this point, I was negative, I don't know, $170 in my bank account. I literally did not know how I was going to feed my children that day, and I don't let them go without food. So I was devastated. Well, let me tell you, I'm parked in a gym parking lot, and a knock on my window 3 minutes later. I'm not kidding you. And I actually saved these people's numbers so I could bless them later. So anyone that wants to bless someone this Christmas, I got you. This guy knocks on my window, and naturally, I have an issue with safety in men, but something told me to roll down the window. And so I roll down the window, and my kids are sleeping still. It's really early. It's like 6 a.m. You know, these gym boys out here. I'm like, all right, knocking on my window. And he goes, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to pry, but I see your children and I see that you're in a hard situation. Can I please help you today? Part of a spiritual awakening and a journey is accepting help. Oh my gosh,
Yes.
for those of you who are like me and have so much pride and have taken care of yourself for years, ha, accepting help is a joke. So I literally said no. I said no. And he goes, are you, he insists. I said, no. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Tell me why I just prayed to the Lord. And then he sent someone to me and I said no. Like, he's like, lady, you are crazy, right? So this guy walks away and I'm sobbing, okay? And I'm thanking God. I said, thank you, God, you heard me. And then a deep conviction hits me. Well, you idiot, you probably just made him feel terrible because he wanted to help you. I'm not joking. I look over and he's walking back with a woman, his wife. And she says, listen, we're just trying to help you. And I know you maybe have a safety issue, okay? And they look inside my car. They see I have no gas. He said, you're going to go to this gas station. He commanded me, you're going to go to this gas station right now. And I'm paying for all of your gas. He's like, and you don't need to accept anything else if you don't want to. Okay. Well, that was not the end of it. Let me tell you, I go to this gas station. I'm crying. And I'm like, thank you. I'm sorry. I just can't accept help. And I'm telling him all the horrible things that have happened. I'm like, my foster dad, who was my support, died. I lost everything. I'm a mess. And thank you. They don't know me at all, right? They could think, oh, this lady does drugs. By the way, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I am homeless because unfortunately I can't afford things, and being a single mom is hard. So they fill up my gas tank. The mom leaves because she realizes I'm calming down, and she just says, here's my number, and we're gonna text you. So she's texting on her phone. He leaves. He fills my tank up. I cry, tell him thank you. And he's like, can we take you to breakfast? At this point, I'm so overwhelmed that I say no. I say, listen, that was enough for today. I'm overwhelmed, but I don't have food for my kids. So I do appreciate, if you want to grab me something, I'm appreciative. But going and sitting down somewhere right now, I'm super uncomfortable. He was so nice. They went and got me food. And if I it was the same day. I'm not joking you. I might still have the text message. They text me and say, would you like to come live with us? These people do not know me, you guys. And it was crazy. The guy was like, I just felt spiritually inclined to come over. And I'm like, you have no idea that I prayed 3 minutes before this. So that's just one. There is many. I had a lady door ding me, like hit me. Same parking lot, by the way. This must be like the Lord's parking lot. I had this lady ding my door with her car door, and she looked when she realized I was in the car. And I started laughing because I'm over here like, okay, I'm homeless. I don't care about my car. And you're over there in like a Benz, you poor lady, and you hit my awful car. So I'm feeling sad for her. But she looked at me like, oh gosh, and I just laughed. I said, you're fine. Tell me why. This lady comes back 30 minutes later with breakfast, like full on pancakes, eggs, bacon. I rolled down the window. She goes, I don't know what you're going through, on a napkin. She says, like, God bless you. I'm not joking, you guys. These things are real. Lord listens, and he put me through hella hardship. And I wish I knew why. Okay. Maybe it's to help other people, but he listens. And so you giving your life does not mean things are going to be easy. I'll tell you what, they're still not easy. I'm still struggling. But every day now, I wake up and I know it's now a knowing that I'm going to be taken care of. I know that I'm going to eat. Weird things are going to happen in weird ways, but it's the faith. Once you've had the awakening, once you trust the Lord, once you give your life to the Lord and your heart, and the thing is, it's not going to be, oh, again, rainbows and butterflies. I still sin. And I luckily now it's a deep conviction when I do it. And if you continue to live that way and you continue to pull yourself back to that 3D little vessel, good luck. Because once you've had the Lord in your heart, oh, that conviction's gonna hit you like even worse. So please, once you've awakened, just trust God. Please trust God, because that's what I do now. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. And the Lord blesses me in the craziest ways. The craziest.
I love hearing these stories because you're literally going through it right now. Like, you're in a full place where you're just like in the void, surrendering to God, seeing and witnessing miracles on a daily basis.
Oh, I'll tell everyone about my spiritual gift too. I don't mind this at all because people think they're crazy and you're not crazy. I was sitting in a parking lot. I told Joe this, sitting in a parking lot, and this is real weird. And we were going in to eat. This is when I was working and actually, you know, had some income. You know what I'm saying? I needed some food. I'm sitting, and I was about to go in a restaurant and love the 3D life. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord was literally like, pay attention. And I'm like sitting in my car, like, pay attention to what? We're about to go in this restaurant and my kids being crazy in the back, and we're about to walk in, and I'm about literally about to get out of my car, and I hear, and I'm facing State Street, which is a really busy street, and I hear, pay attention again. And I look over, I see this, she's like maybe 13, little girl walking home from school. And at first, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, but I'm now like inclined with my intuition, my spiritual gift, to listen to God. And I'm over here like, what am I paying attention to? And I see this man about four cars down yelling at her. And I'm kind of like, what the heck? And I realize like her body language is like, she's terrified. And something tells me like, you need to go pick her up. So hello, I'm this mom with three kids in the back. I don't know this little girl. I pull around and I'm coming out and I'm at a stoplight and she's right here on the sidewalk. I roll down the window and I said, hey, do you want a ride? And before I could finish my sentence, this chick is getting in my car. Like, she was that scared. She was getting in my vehicle. Lo and behold, the guy that I saw three cars down screaming at her, he was trying to get her to come with him. And so the Lord that day had me pick her up to ensure her safety, period. It was crazy. I didn't understand why. And I drove her home that day. And I'll never forget. I gave her my number. I said, if he follows you again, call me. I'll come get you. I was mortified. But what if I wouldn't have listened to that spiritual message right then? Lord only knows what would have happened to her. So it's things like that. It could be scary things. It could be beautiful blessings, but you need to listen. Just listen and call upon your spiritual gift. Say, power of the Holy Spirit, be within me. Literally pray, God, if I have a spiritual gift, please give it to me. And then don't be scared of it, because he's going to use you for his good, no matter what it is.
So can you, this is great. Can you help and explain to people, oh, well, I don't know if it's in my head or if it's like spirit. Like, can you give us any wisdom that you have around that, of listening to that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people assume like, oh, maybe I'm schizophrenic. That's what I thought. And nothing against schizophrenia. You're probably spiritually powerful. I'm going to let you know right now. Our society deems all these things as mental illness. They don't want us to realize how powerful we are. You are so freaking powerful when you listen to the Lord, period. Once you've blocked out Satan, and oh, that's a hardship. You, every day, you just need to block yourself out from negative energy, negative entities. You know, just as they're as much a powerful as the Holy Spirit, so is Satan. And Satan will absolutely try to get you to do crazy things too. Okay. I'm not going to say I'm not going to say he's not. Luckily, I block that out and I pray. So I never hear like, go kill people, go do, like, I don't hear crazy things. It's this feeling along with maybe like an inner voice. Some people say, oh, it's like my own voice talking to me. It's like an inner voice. But that specific time was actually like so loud. I kind of was like it kind of freaked me out, because I was like, what am I paying attention to? So I would say, you'll know if there's an evil entity. And if there is, you pray to block that out. And with intuition, women are so powerful. We get intuition. And unfortunately, during our cycle, Lord, I love it, we actually get deeper intuition. It's a gift. It's a Lord gift. And if you use it correctly, you're so powerful. And that's what we're taught not to do, right? So people will automatically label you as mentally ill or some other, you know, whatever else they want to label you as. And I don't accept that. I already know I'm neurodivergent, but I also know I'm spiritually powerful because I listen. And anything I'm asked to do is never negative. It's always beautiful and it's always positive. And that's probably, I would say, the difference between maybe where someone struggles with evil. And I do think, you know, when you're drinking, people, please listen to me. When you are drinking, smoking, doing drugs, you are opening yourself to demonic and dark entities. They will do the same thing that the Lord does. They're going to tell you to go do something, but it's not going to be good. And you might black out. You've heard of people blacking out drunk, right? When you black out, what do you think you're doing? You're no longer in your vessel. You're allowing dark entities to be in your vessel. You know, all those convictions from the next day. Oh, shoot, I did this X, Y, and Z. No, that's why people murder and do all these things. And then they go, I don't remember doing this. Guess what? They're probably telling the truth because they allowed dark entities, evil, demonic spirits to do work for them. The same way you can.
And I just want to say that you don't even have to get blackout drunk for you to be allowing certain entities to come in your field. It could even just be like, oh, getting like, just be cautious of if you're microdosing things like one glass of wine. Okay. But even still, pray to protect your field of 100% God light. I use Jesus Christ. Steph uses Jesus Christ. It blasts out all negativity with that name. So just be aware of like any substance is a portal. And so just be aware of that.
And she's right. Even music. You're listening to dark entity music. You're allowing sexuality in your life. You're allowing, if you're on a celibate journey and you're listening to kind of disgusting music, I'm going to be honest with you, it'll hit you and it's going to give you fantasies. It's going to pull you back into what Satan wants for you. It's some powerful stuff, guys. So let me tell you again, you're either living for the light or you're living for the dark. And living for the light does not mean you're not going to be exposed to the dark very often. You're going to continue to have to fight that journey. And I'm still doing it. Trust me. Even though I've been celibate, I've been pulled back into temptation way too many times. And now, luckily, I feel like I'm very, very strong in that. It took a long time. So I'd say that with anything. But yes, you will know if you have a spiritual gift. And you'll know if it's a dark or light entity. And you'll know how to use it. And I agree with her. I always like to say, if anyone's had sleep paralysis, that could be a whole nother conversation. If you've ever had sleep paralysis where you literally wake up and you can't do anything, you like fight to get back in your body, there you can be susceptible to dark energy and things like that. I always say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. Anytime I'm feeling uncertain with humans, like people walking on the street making me feel uncomfortable, and or at night when I'm feeling uncomfortable, I just say that. I say it in my head. I say it out loud as many times as I need to, but the Lord will protect you. That's the other thing. You have divine protection. When you're a person of a spiritual being and you allow God to use you, you are now protected. That's the blessing. You have protection, but you do need to call upon it and you do need to pray. Because this 3D world is dark as heck, my friends. And you'll start to notice that.
I want to hit real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, Joe taught me something important. I told her how uncomfortable I've been feeling going into like grocery stores, places where it's busy, and it's because of dark energy. You have to block that out. It's very hard. Go ahead.
Yeah. Something I like to use is I visualize and I'll take a deep breath and then I'll exhale and I'll just come into my heart space. And then I'll picture a white bubble, electric bubble around me. And then I will bless it with the protection and the energy and the love of Jesus Christ. And then I will even just visualize seeing all my guides and of this light of the light, like protecting me. And there's a story that I want to share real quick. And then I want to get into, you know, people are leaving religion and then they get very triggered when religious things are talked about. But I want to get into the concepts of why they're there outside of a religious light. This is bookmarked for after this story. But there's a story that I read, and this girl was walking down an alley and she felt very unsafe, and she knew about prayer and bringing forth spiritual protection and guardians. So she felt unsafe, and so she prayed for her guardians of light to be with her and to protect her. And so she's walking through this alley, and she sees this guy, and she got to her destination safely. She was a I told you the story, but what is it called when people do interviewing? Like she would
Girl, it.
like
You're asking me, I forget what I eat for breakfast.
she would go in any situation. She was a journalist type of person where she is, you know,
Okay.
interviewing people and getting into the story. I forgot what it's called, but anyways, she reads up in the newspaper and a girl got raped up in the same alley that she was at. And so she's interviewing the guy and she's like, "Hey, I remember seeing you. Why wasn't I the victim?" You know, she's very curious. And he says, "There's no way I could have taken that guy down."
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
Guess what? That was her spiritual guide. So spiritual guides, don't underestimate the power of the metaphysical and the unseen, because the power is so strong and it's so real as to where that guy was able to see her protector, whether it's Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, whoever it is, her guardian that she called upon was seen in the 3D realm. So anytime you are feeling scared, call into the spiritual realm that is existing around us. Yes, we cannot see it. Some of us can, but it is just as real. And then I want to get into, so prayer, 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 right? Like what Steph's saying. Now I want to get into the addiction. Right now on the planet, there's a lot of trend around psychedelic plant medicine. People, you know, a lot of drinking. People are starting to now wake up to drinking and how it's really not good for you in so many ways, and how it actually is a soul sucker for vampire energy. You don't feel good. It's bad for your liver. It's bad for your kidneys. It's bad for, you know what I mean? It's alcohol. It's spirits. So these principles that religion has of staying pure. Me and Steph were not new to the rodeo, okay? We understand that it's for a reason. When you stay pure, when you're not addicted to masturbation and porn and all these drugs, you're literally removing these vortexes and these you're removing these unnecessary vortexes and you're purified. Your energy field is purified and you have a stronger connection to God, to this higher self, to this higher source, and you can stream things, you can know things sooner, faster. You're free of these things that you have to do. Like, I have to smoke weed, I have to have my drink. That's a coping mechanism. What you are really craving, what your soul's craving, is more of a close relationship to the divine, to your higher self, to God, right? And so pray that you are free from these shackles. Because you think you're free and you think, but you're in, it's creating a rut, it's creating shackles, and you are not free. So I encourage you guys to fill this out. If any part of this resonates with you, there is a life of freedom in commitment to staying cleanliness as close to godliness, to staying purified, okay, energetically. And you're
Amen.
way more powerful, you're way more in your spiritual warrior. You know, you got your armor on when you aren't a slave to all these worldly addictions, right? Like, you can't be messed with. You're like, I'm so connected to
I like
God, you
that.
can't even mess with it, you know?
I like that you said slave. For those who are visual learners here, I like to imagine every like alcohol, drugs, sex. I like to imagine it as these big balls of weight chains on my wrists and ankles. That is exactly what the devil wants. He wants to enslave you on this freaking earth. He doesn't want you to elevate. And the minute you let go of those, you're letting go of the depression, the sadness, the heartache. And I say this so lightly, you guys, but I'm telling you, after being suicidal, after begging God over and over and over, like, get me out of here. What am I doing here? We finally found our freedom because the freedom is the Lord. The freedom is your Christ heart. The freedom is being the body of Christ and realizing it doesn't come from waking up every Sunday and going to a building. Don't get me wrong, those of you who love your church and love religion, you can still be spiritual and go to church. I want you to know that. Church is important for some people. I'm not saying that, but I am saying those of you who are in the 3D mentality that are doing these things but have no idea why, that's not going to work, and you're
You're
still not
part
going
of
to
the
feel fulfilled.
problem.
And you don't realize it. And so it's okay to ask why. It's okay to be like, why am I still miserable? Because you need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need it. You need it. Stop blocking it. You might not even realize you're blocking it. So just think about those things.
Right.
Oh, and you kind of touched on relationships too. You what?
What'd you say, Joe? That's what I wanted to get into next.
Your friend.
But just one thing to mention about
frozen.
When people,
maybe I'm frozen. Hold on, Lord Lamont.
Okay, is that
are
good?
You still frozen? You're not.
Okay, you're not frozen anymore.
Okay, cool. You aren't either.
We're both like. So for people who, when we say listen to spirit, spirit's gonna have you do some far out things to you. It's like when you have done these certain things of like going to church and your same routine, and this is what I grew up doing, and it's all kind of mindless. When you start to really listen to spirit and you are tapped into more of a divine lifestyle and your divine self, those ruts that you have been riding in for your whole life, you're going to start getting out of those ruts and going on new paths. You're going to start taking new trails, if you will, on your bike. And this is going to feel weird, especially the older you get. But you know you're on the right path when you start doing things differently, when you start thinking differently, when you start questioning things differently. So when Steph is saying, listen to spirit, it's like, you know that spirit and God is activating new neural pathways and activating your inner soul fire when you feel inclined to see and do things differently. And it feels good. So men, tap into your inner divine feminine of feeling. Like, tune into your emotions. Know that your emotions are beautiful and you are safe to feel these emotions. Suppression no more. Same as for the women. But until a person can actually feel what feels good, for so long I was in my wounded masculine and I was so turned off from my emotions because it was a defense mechanism from not feeling safe to feel my emotions from my upbringing. So I was very much so in my masculine and I was so tuned out of my emotions. That's scary. That's scary. So when you start to connect even further with God, you're going to have to feel in your vessel, in your temple, these emotions. And how does this make me feel? Does this feel good? Does this feel of light? Does this feel of God's way, my higher self's way? And so really, like, really tune into your body and like take a moment to take a deep breath and really become the observer and the director of your play, of your reality. And that means that they have to be in tune with the characters, with the setting, with everything. Yes, you're the main actor, but you're also the director of your life. And so waking up is taking charge of your reality and co-creating this magnificent play with God. And imagine if every individual started to wake up to this of like, I'm the director and the main character, and I'm co-creating and writing this with God. Could you imagine how this world would be so different? How the constructs of man-made ego, religion, businesses, the pharmas, the corporations, they would crumble because we have taken our power back of stepping into our divine self, right? And so this is where I really want to transition into relationships. So Steph and I, we met our twin flames and they woke us up. Okay. And now we're living lives of celibacy. And Steph, last time we talked, you hit so many good points that just stuck with me so hard. And one of them being, well, and I kind of want you to run with this too, because you're so good at streaming, but there's so much deception with feminism and women can do what men can do. Okay. We don't want to, okay? A woman who has fully like stepped in her divinity and her worth and her power, she's not going to have this ego like fight of like, I can do what you can do. So I'm going to like put on my big girl boss babe panties and have heels and I can do it in heels what you can do. It's like that deception is killing our families, our communities, and the world. And it's literally the most evil, corrupted thing ever. So as a woman, I don't want to be the man. I want to be safe with the man. A man has no idea how much he is needed by a woman. And I cannot wait to meet my husband. I pray for my husband. I'm waiting for my husband. I'm not getting sucked into addiction and I'm going to sleep around. But also, it's a self-worth thing. Like, I think I was sleeping because I wanted self-worth and I wanted that connection with a man. But now I'm waiting and preserving myself for my divine, who is just as, but this is what he said. You want a man that's more connected to God, and that because they men are more tempted. Can you just start running with that?
I was exactly that. I don't need a man. F men. I had been through so much trauma with men, cheating, abuse, lies, right? And I'm blaming the man. I'm blaming the man. And women are just as accountable because I was the epitome of exactly that. I was attracting that because I was dressing like a whore. I was talking like a whore. I was listening to whore music. I was out here, look at me, look at me. It's all about the selfies. That is so selfish. And when you become a woman and you're in your perfect divine, you're going to attract your divine counterpart. With that, you are the freaking rib. You are the rib of the man. It's so beautiful and powerful. You get to lift a man up. You get to speak life into him. With that, you're going to bring this man to life in a good way. And oh, these poor men, I actually feel sad and sorry for them, for the women like me out here everywhere, because that's what we're conformed to. That's what we see. That's what we think being a woman is. And it's so sad because I used to be like that. I really did. And now I'm over here like, what woman wants to not have a beautiful, and you don't have to have a family. I'm going to say this. I won't come at anyone for their choices, but me and the way I am as a mother, I would love to just be a mother and cook and clean and be a provider while I have a protector and a safety. And this man is going to literally be thrown into temptation every time he walks out that door. He needs his divine to be, oh, not a low battery. See, I'm telling you, my iPhone. Did I just pause?
No, you're good. You're good. Keep
Okay.
going.
Sorry. He needs that woman to pray for him, to be that rib, to be that and to be there and to hold him and to allow him to be vulnerable. That is power right there. When you meet your divine, oh my gosh, and they are spiritually prepared for you as you are for them. It's unstoppable. It's still going to be hard. There are going to be trials, and but I want people to understand when you met your divine, there it's not going to be very hard. Like people think, oh, relationships. I want you to know this, everyone in a relationship, if there's jealousy and all these terrible issues, you are not in a divine relationship, period. If you've done the work and you allow a man to come in that has not, oh, kiss it goodbye. Period. And I mean that for me too. Like I was actually with someone that was more spiritually inclined than me at the time. Guess what happened? Guess who ruined the relationship? Right here, baby, I ruined it. I absolutely sabotaged it with my jealousy, with my bitterness. If that was me, I could have had a divine. I could have had a husband. Guess what? I was not a wife. I was not. So that's what I'm telling you. Make yourself a wife. You're not going to be a wife until you have spiritually cleansed yourself. And it's hard too. If you've already been attached to other partners, spiritually, you got to let them go. You got to pray about it. You've got to get rid of those attachments. You have to take time to cleanse your body, your mind space, your emotions. You have to detach from everybody, because what you don't realize, find yourself sexually too. And even in a relationship, once you bound yourself with someone, you have to get rid of that energy, or you're not going to attract your divine. You're just not. And for
And
men,
for
oh,
women
please be
who,
vulnerable.
yeah, for
What was
women who
that?
just casually have sex, which is so, it's so common now. I don't think they understand. And then men are like, oh, she's so neurotic. She's so crazy. Women, the more you sleep around and you allow a man to enter your temple, your sacred temple, you're storing their energy. You're storing their traumas. You're storing their ancestral stuff they have not dealt with. So, and you're also not even being able to pair bond with your husband. If you're looking for a husband, but you're sleeping around, you won't be able to pair bond with your husband because you have so many cords and other energies onto you that you, your nervous system will be acting neurotic. Your subconscious is acting neurotic because women, it's science backs it up. Like, we are supposed to be with very few men as possible sexually. Okay. Mm-hmm. To stay centered, connected, and not confused. So there is a prayer that you can do of, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, please remove all cords that are not mine. Send them back to source. Send them back to where they come from, gently, kindly, with unconditional love, and free myself and clear my energies to be purified so I am in my own energy. And that's still in the light of Jesus Christ. You can ask for this, okay? Imagine any cords from any men that you have been with. Imagine your womb being fully cleansed with light, filled with light, and remove all that energy. And this takes time. Give it at least 3 months before you're fully just like in your own energy field. So then when you do meet your husband, you are purified and you can pair bond with him, depending on how many men you slept with and where you're at with your journey. But it's so important, this idea of sleeping around, partying, life partners, not having to commit. The worldly ways are just taking over, and it makes me sick. It makes me sick, sad. It makes me really sad. And then people are having to go to the doctors of, I need an IUD. I need to take these anxiety pills. Guess what? You probably have anxiety because you're giving away your divinity to a man who's not even committing to you. Guess what? A woman needs commitment for us to feel safe. We fall in love differently. We're not like men where we can just have sex and then we can just detach.
Women, can you do that again?
We are emotional creatures. Don't make me do that again.
That was a great.
And another episode.
I start
the one to the left.
I'm going to start doing that. I don't need none of this.
Stop having sex like bunnies and treating it like it. But women only do that because they have low self-worth and confidence. So
I sure
say,
did.
And this is We're what I will always you. Say as a coach, is do your inner work. Do your inner work so you can heal your mother's wounds that you carry for her, your father's, your own. Lick your wounds. Nurture them, nurture the versions of you that have been hurt in your past, and start to gain this confidence of who you are in your divine light, and you won't be doing that anymore. So yes, it makes me sick, but it also makes me sad that these wounded people are continuing to do these things to keep that wound energy going. It's like, stop.
They don't real, and the thing is, you don't realize that what if you're not spiritually awake, you're not, you, it's, I'm going to speak to all of you because I was that person. We can, by the way, me and Joe can speak to you like this, and we're going to come at you sideways because we were doing it, right? I was sitting there crying. Why? I've done everything. I used to think I was such a good partner. I really did. I'm telling you, when I go above and beyond in relationships, I really do. But what I didn't realize is, hell no, I wasn't a good partner. Pardon my language. I wasn't a good partner. I was having sex with this man. I was leading him into temptation. I wasn't praying for him. I wasn't sitting there in my divine power going, I'm going to help you change your life. I was sitting there like tempting him every second of every day. That is not a good partner. I was not a good woman. I didn't even realize it. I was like sitting here crying all the time. Why? I just don't understand why he doesn't love me the same way. Well, of course he doesn't, because I'm giving him my body, not my spiritual blessing of a being that the Lord made me to be. I was giving him the vessel. That's it. Period.
Amen. Same. And amen. I didn't even know. And especially the worldly commercials, the shows, all this stuff. It's normal. This is normal. Guess what? That's fucking deception. Question the norms. Absolutely. If it's not on a commercial, if it's in a bunch of rap songs, guess what? It's probably the energies that don't want us to win and thrive. It's the normal thing to do.
I heard something recently, and this is not me. This is, it's hopefully it's trending, so I'm not just talking crazy here. This guy was a rapper and he was at a concert, and it was his turn to go up, and the Lord told him, go to the back of the arena or wherever he was. And he was like, okay, spiritual message, right? he goes to the back and he's watching the guy before him perform. And he said he literally saw spiritual entities, dark energies, from the music out of this man's mouth to the people in the crowd. And all of a sudden, the women are turning more sexual. The men are turning more violent. And it was because of these dark entities. You don't realize how much darkness is around us, because that's what this is, the devil's earth. He wants to feed us every bad thing he can. And when you're susceptible and you don't have that power, oh, you feed into it so easily. I sure did. I definitely did. Okay, guys? I did.
And I think it's so important. I did too. This is why I get so passionate about it. If I hadn't been through it, why would I have this passion? Can you be alone? I really push everyone. Can you be alone? Jesus went on a 40 days, 40 nights by himself, meditation, get to know thyself. Every great master, the Buddha, the Shiva, the Muhammad, they were able to be alone to connect with God, to connect with their higher selves, to connect with themselves, okay? So step back and isolate yourself for a while and get to know yourself. Connect with nature. Connect to your temple, yes, in God's realm of like pure nature, purity. Get out of the city. Get out of the norm. Like, don't listen to music for a while. Maybe just listen to classical. But like, really isolate yourself so you can reset your energy, so you can know of what is of a higher vibration and a lower vibration. Yep. So you can be a powerful being who knows this is not feeling good. This is not right. So you can continue to choose the light vibrations.
Yep. And you might lose a lot of friendships. You might lose a lot of things. The Lord literally says you can't surround yourself with people who continue those types of behaviors. It will drag you right back in. Right back in.
Right.
Get in the earth. I'm going, okay, 10% on battery. We'll have to wrap it up soon, which sucks because I have so much more. But she's right, putting your feet in the earth. It's so powerful. Take your shoes off. Connect with the divine. You actually can get energy from the Lord just being on this earth. The sun, the moon, putting your feet into the earth. It's not weird. It's not strange. They want us to think that so that we're not getting spiritually.
It cleanses your auric field with the magnetism of the earth. And yeah.
Feed yourself. It's hard because there's so many things. It's hard to be spiritual warriors out here because it's so easy to get pulled right back in, right? But I'll tell you what, 3 years ago, I'm not with the same people. I'm not, and I'm talking relationships, friendships. Do I love them? Absolutely. Do I wish absolute great things for them? Yes. But could I surround myself with them anymore? No. Am I saying I'm better than them? Absolutely not. I still sin. I still struggle. But I knew if I did not separate myself from certain people, I was not going to change. I just wasn't.
So, I agree. I agree. Let people go and let people go on their own paths and journeys, but stay committed to your path with God.
Yes.
That's it. If people veer off to go on their own trails, it's fine. We're all connected anyway. You're not going to lose them. We're all soul family. We're all spirit. We're all connected. No matter, even if they're physically gone for a while, trust that they're always with you. Like, we're always connected, okay? It's just temporary. So don't stay too attached to these friendships leaving, relationships leaving. Trust that it's for your own good, so you can come deeper within yourself and with God and with your higher self.
And you might attract them back. They might come to their spiritual blessing. And you'll attract the back. And sorry, I'm talking really fast. My phone's going to die. Lord bless the iPhone. The two things I wanted to hit on was, one, since we talked about awakening and all this journey, is how to do it, number one. And then she touched on it a bit. It is going to be very, very hard if you, like me, have deep trauma. And I'm talking childhood trauma from sexual abuse, abuse of any kind. You are blocking you with that and feeling unsafe. You are going to block yourself to be able to grow. I want to tell you, it's very hard. JoJo, I went and saw her, and she was able to meditate with me and pray. That was the one time I actually felt safe. So find your safety network. Where you feel safe is where you can tap into yourself the most. If you're struggling with that safety, and you're struggling and you're feeling like, oh, I am blocked, work really hard on that and pray about that.
first. Otherwise, it's going to be extremely difficult. You're going to have a hard awakening. And then the how, I want people to understand, one, to pray, and ask questions. Ask questions, pray, meditate, listen to high vibrational music. Turn off your crap. Listen to high vibrational music. Look at your chakras and look at the vibrations that align with them. And you can actually listen. I would do it with headphones. To certain frequencies that are going to allow such powerful feelings in your body, those are good. Anything that makes you feel, oh, afterward, obviously not good. Trust your intuition and really pray. I'm talking hard prayer before you go to bed. Start realizing the power of your dreams. Start realizing and start asking questions. We'll do a lot more. We'll go into it more deeper. But as a journey and as starting, block the bad things. Start asking questions. If you're feeling terrible, just know it's going to get better. And if you're on this journey with us, woo, Lord be with you. And we're excited because it ain't easy. We need our people, okay?
We do.
I love you to the men. You are powerful. You're going to meet your divine. Exactly what we're telling the women, we're going to tell you too. Don't sit and be fed into this powerful sexual energy. And Lord, it is powerful. I feel for you as you go out every day and you see all this pornography literally in your face every day. I feel you, but stay away from that stuff. It's going to destroy you. And as a man, you can be even more divinely powerful. Sorry, I have to say it. I believe the man is the head of household. I didn't used to. He is. He is the provider. He's the protector. And when he taps in spiritually and he has a woman in the rib, oh, he's unstoppable. Y'all don't even know. Your life can alter, baby.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you said that. One more thing to stay for. Okay, this is a great visualization to stay kind of out of your sexual fight or flight organs down below. Go into your heart. Stay in your heart space. If you don't want to get so tempted in the sexual realm, and if you don't want to feed your anxiety all the time, get out of the root chakra, get out of the sacral chakra. These are the sexual energies. Go up into your heart chakra. Stay here. Keep your consciousness here, not down here, because then you're easily, you're in your humanness. You're not in your divine. The divine chakra, the chakra we are stepping onto as in a collective, as a collective on an individual scale, micro makes the macro, people. You matter. Stay in your heart. Stay in your heart space and you won't be easily manipulated. You won't be easily tempted and you will be in your inner Christ state. You'll be in your inner God state. You'll be in your higher self state. So bring that consciousness here. Also, one more thing. I really highly encourage everyone to say your prayers and to visualize the light of God, pure light, seal it with Christ. To bring light on everyone on the planet, every single human on the planet, visualize any density and darkness going into the earth from the humans, any sadness, any fear, any darkness leaving from the humans into the earth, seeing the earth soak it up and alchemize it, and see light coming in all the field, in all the planet, in all the people. And this prayer will be super powerful. If everyone is doing this on an individual scale, bless the planet, bless the people. We need it now more than ever.
And reach out. If you're struggling, reach out to us. I respond. I'll have Joe drop my Instagram link. Totally reach out. We will guide you
and love you. Amen, sister. You kind of cut out there. Yes, absolutely. Let's do this again for sure.
And I'm frozen.
Yes.
Do you want? Yeah, sorry. I was just...
Oh, okay. You're unfrozen now. Wait, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Reach out to us if you need help at all. We're here to bless you, guide you, pray for you. Sorry, I'm freezing over here because my phone's about.
No, you're good. We're going to end it on that note. But thank you, Steph. Let's definitely do another one getting into more. We could talk all day. And I want to get more into this stuff. You guys, please leave us questions and comments of topics that you want us to get into more. You're cutting out. What'd you say?
Freaking phone. Okay, sorry. Reach out to us if you need us. We're here to encourage you, love you.
Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, Steph. Well, I'm sad. Do you know what? I'm glad it's happening now, though, and it didn't happen in the middle. Oh, okay. Now you're okay. I love you. Bye.